This is your Atari Star Raiders read-along book. Every time you hear this sound, it means it's time to turn the page. Now we are ready to begin. Open your book, and we will start the story. And remember, when you hear the sound, turn the page. It is always night on the dark side of the rogue planet Lyforia. It is there that the barbaric Krylon crew sheltered their spidery spacecraft against the fierce winds of the outer sector. Over the communicators, evil Captain Futhark whined to them in the weird sing-song of their native world.
"Revenge," he cried. "Revenge! We must have our revenge. We'll smash the Atari force in a sneak attack. They think they're safe in Delta Vector. To be sure, we shall deal with them most severely. Most severely." "Severely!"
echoed the bloodthirsty crew, laughing viciously as they revved up their mass accelerators and fired their retrojets. Meanwhile, 3,000 parsecs out in space, Martin Champion, mission commander of the Atari Force, was conferencing with Lee San O'Rourke, the chief security officer. They were standing in the command module of the starfighter Scanner One.
"Now that we have reached Delta, I can reveal to you the true purpose of our mission," said Martin.
"You mean we're not surveying for magnetic monopoles?" asked Lee San, brushing her long black hair away from her eyes.
"No," replied the commander. "We are here to drive back those fiendish Krylons and defend the universe against the..."
Suddenly, Krylons appeared on the Scanner One's video screens.
"Destroy the Earthlings!" screamed Futhark to his pilots. "There are 7 of our ships and only 1 of theirs. The victory is ours. Spacecraft One, attack!"
Immediately, the Krylon ship let loose a barrage of photon torpedoes that soared through space in the direction of the starfighter. A torpedo narrowly missed Scanner One.
"Battle stations! Battle stations!" cried Champion.
"We're outnumbered," Lee San yelled as she scrambled to her seat.
"Stay away from the weapons," Champion commanded.
"Ah, sure, 'tis a sorry disappointment," she said. "Veer 180 degrees to the Epsilon coordinate," he ordered. "It's getting a little hot around here."
The mass accelerators roared as the starfighter made for the direction of the Krylon fleet. Within moments, Scanner One arrived at a position 2 degrees left of the attacking spacecraft.
"Now I'll fire our torpedoes and give those Krylons a taste of their own medicine," said Champion.
A direct hit. Krylon Spacecraft One was torn apart by the mutual repulsion of the atoms that constituted it.
"Revenge! More revenge!" shrieked Futhark. "Spacecrafts 2 and 3, use your photon torpedoes!"
"Put up the shields," Champion said to her, but was not in time to avoid the glancing blow that made Scanner One reel wildly off course.
"What in the name of..." cried Steve as he was torn from his seat by the enormous force of the deadly device.
"Steve!" Lee San screamed as Champion smashed headfirst into the titanium wall.
"He's unconscious. What am I going to do now? A Krylon cruiser is headed in our direction."
While on special mission in the Delta Vector, the Atari Force is ambushed by a Krylon fleet headed by the evil Captain Futhark. When Commander Champion is disabled, Lee San O'Rourke suddenly finds herself in total control of a starfighter besieged and outnumbered by the enemy.
"Sweet saints of Ireland," Lee San said to herself. "The cruiser is coming closer and closer. I have to get out of here." She swung the craft sharply in the direction of safety and narrowly escaped death. "But I can't just keep running from them. I'll have to use those weapons." With skilled hands, she set in motion the photon torpedoes, and within moments, her video screen was livid with the sight of disintegrating enemy ships. But Lee San didn't notice the 3 Krylon craft that had sneakily surrounded Scanner One. By the time she realized how close they had come, she could see the murderous gleams in the eyes of their pilots.
Now I'm in for it. They're going to blast us from here to Killarney.
Flashes of multicolored lights streamed from the Krylons. They maneuvered even closer to the starfighter. There was no room for the Atari force to escape. But Lee San refused to give up. She started shooting all her weapons at once as she deliberately spun the ship around. She wanted to make the starfighter a difficult target to hit. And then she saw three bursts of light.
I got them! I got all three of them! Lee San shouted joyfully. We're safe now!
But Lee San hadn't noticed the remaining ship, the most dangerous one, piloted by Futhark.
I mustn't let the Atari force slip through my fingers this time, he said as he fired his remaining torpedoes at practically point-blank range.
Scanner One's red alert sounded as soon as the Krylon weapons appeared within striking distance.
And I thought we were safe, Lee San said aloud. What are we going to do now?
Here, I'll help you, Martin Champion said as he regained consciousness. He pressed a button, and suddenly Scanner One was not where it was supposed to be. It was outside of Futhark's range. Thank God for the hyperwarp. You steer as I shoot, he said. Through the flashes of light and the debris of the Krylon fleet, Lee San could see Futhark's ship spewing forth its deadly torpedoes. He was fighting brilliantly, but not brilliantly enough. For at that moment, a blast from Scanner One found its mark, and before the eyes of the Atari crew, the Krylon flagship disappeared. Good work, Martin said to Lee San as they headed their spacecraft homeward. When we return to base, I'm going to make sure that you get a big promotion. You've earned it.
Thanks, Champion, but I couldn't have done it alone. Not for all the Shamrocks in Dublin. If it wasn't for your help, we never would have made it.
Champion replied, Why then, I'll have us both promoted. With the laughter of the Atari force ringing through the starfighter, Scanner One sped off into space in search of further adventures in its long struggle against the forces of evil.